Yeah, well, obviously I've asked her, though, the survey done on the derelict empty buildings within Balbofeinstone Stranraer, and it's well known fact that Balbofeinstone Stranraer has been either the top or the second top town in Ireland with regards to derelict buildings. And there's obviously quite a few reasons for that, but it's not just that there are one-off derelict buildings. There's quite a few streets, even like, say, Glenfinn Street, part of Stranraer, and different streets there where you have more than one building. So it's both within a planning policy, government and Donegal County Council plan policy to try and get these buildings reused again. And it's within the new housing strategy as well that they're looking now that a quarter of new build within towns should actually be on brownfield sites. So there's no better place to start than Balbofeinstone as a tier two town for the council to carry out surveys. And what I'd be posing is where there's one-off house on the street, that can be quite difficult because you're actually supposed to make the houses on either side fireproof before you can open up, say, a commercial building into a dwelling house. But there's quite a few areas within Balfe and Stranraer where you have multiple buildings. You could have three, four, five in a row, and the council could actually go on and buy them by compulsory purchase or by agreement. And if there's no architectural value to the buildings themselves, it could take out the buildings and build in rows of, say, townhouses. Obviously, with the proper facilities, if there are going to be children or anything else, you need to have proper facilities. But this is both government policy, both under planning and under the new Housing for All strategy. So it's an open goal for the council now to start pushing to deal. Obviously, we're in the middle of a housing crisis, so that will be an objective there. And an objective and plan is to try and sort out our towns now. And what I ask today, that we start with a pilot scheme in Balbofeinstone Stranraer.
Now, we know that the issue of dereliction is not unique to the Twin Towns. We see it in every town centre nearly across the county and nationwide. But I suppose from your perspective, it is unique in the Twin Towns in terms of the amount of dereliction in one place, which would pave the way for a substantial site for new housing.
Yeah, look, a lot of towns over the years had all these massive shopping centres developed out in the edge of town and further out in big hardware parks and that. That hasn't been the case in Balfe, but we've had a lot of new builds there, all the new shops and that. Even the local shops have been upgraded in the Valleys, the Lidls, the Supervalues and quite a few more and that. But the original townscape, and some of the Navaney Streets, Glenfinn Street and Chapel Street and different streets in the gap. There's the old buildings. A lot of them buildings are not fit for purpose now, either as dwellings or commercial. When you take in disability access, fireproof in the buildings and that. And as I say, there's an opportunity here to deal with these as one-off in some cases or multiple. And it's really pushing an open door because it tick-tocks with all government policies. And, you know, the minister, we're calling on the minister to give us more money and ease up the planning so we can get development. But the minister and the department has put it back to Donegal County Council and all of the councils all over Ireland saying, get on with it. The money's there. The policies are there. Get on with it. And I'm asking, and like one example is the old fire station Stranraer, sitting there as an eyesore now that, oh, well over 10-15 years, and I was told 10 or 15 years ago it could possibly be used for older people's houses, and this would be quite near where the other existing older people's houses is. But even today I asked and I can't get a straight answer today. So you know, it's pushing government to get on with it, but the county council needs to step up. And we have also asked that the chief housing officer that deals with purchases and this type of stuff, they'll come to our MD and start getting going. But today is just something I've been thinking about a while, and sometimes you have to put a motion on, get it piloted to try and focus. At least if this works, as you said yourself, if it works in Balbofeinstone, there's no reason it can't work in the other larger towns and smaller towns throughout the whole county.